Hey, folks, welcome to the Cripescast. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and we are powered by Everlight Solar. Here's today's episode. Hello, everybody, and Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, whatever you're celebrating, good for you. I know you all are going to be around your families and whatnot, and so Colleen and I thought it would be fun to do a little roundup of the siblings podcasts. Colleen,
definitely not because we're lazy and couldn't think of a good podcast to have.
You weren't supposed to tell them
That was in italics. I shouldn't have said anything.
How can we do a podcast, a new podcast, without doing a new podcast? But
these episodes are definitely fan favorites, fam favorites.
Fam favorites and fan favorites.
We figured it was going to work just well over the holiday season. People just being with family, and now you can see Charlie's very not dysfunctional family.
I am one of 12 kids, and all 12 kids are going to be on this podcast.
It's really fun, and they're such good at, like, I personally love them.
I enjoy them too. So the way we were doing this is we broke it up. We've got the brothers podcast with Andy, Billy, myself, and John. We've got two sister podcasts that we've broken up into this because I have eight sisters.
Bridget, Maggie, Mary Kate, and
Nora.
Betsy.
Say it again. Cause I screwed it up. It's Bridget, Maggie,
Mary Kate, and Betsy. And then the other one is Nora, Emily, Ellie, and
no, you screwed it up.
Stop. Addie.
Weren't Betsy and Maggie on the same podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, so Betsy, Maggie, Mary Kate.
And Bridget, because she was going abroad.
Yep. So
we were going to do four older, four younger, but it didn't work. So Addie and Bridget switched.
Got it.
So then Addie, Ellie, Emily, Nora were on the second one. And so, like, how we're going to do this is it's sisters one first, brothers, sisters two. It's like a sandwich.
All
that's
right.
What Hannah just told me.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very fun.
So yeah, it's a lot of siblings and a lot of secrets brought out of the woodwork and stories told about you guys growing up, which is just, it's a lot of fun.
All right. So there you have it. And folks, before we get into the podcast, it is the holiday season. It is the end of the tax year. If you're looking for places to donate your money, we've been donating to Doctors Without Borders. They're doing all they can to help with the tragic humanitarian situation going on in Gaza. You can donate. We have a link in the show notes. You can go to doctorswithoutborders.org. Mm-hmm. You can follow them on social media as well. All right, folks. And with that, here is my conversation with Betsy Behrens, Maggie Behrens, Mary Kate Behrens, and Bridget Behrens. What's the funniest story you guys have of growing up? Oh, I got one for Betsy, actually. So
sorry,
Betsy, you know, when she was a kid, she's like 5-6 years old or something, you know, she was exploring life, I guess. And mom was doing laundry.
The tennis balls.
And Betsy, no, it wasn't tennis balls. It
soccer was socks.
Betsy took the soccer socks, the big ones. She couldn't eat, no ankle socks for her. She put them in her shirt. And she starts walking around the freaking lawn like she's that one sexy skunk on the deals. And the lady sexy skunk. And like she's got the perfume tracing her. And from then I was like, oh my God, Andy.
I got Andy. You supposed to see it.
I got Andy. I was like,
nobody
Andy.
Nobody was supposed
look
to
at
see
Betsy.
It.
She's got socks in her shirt. And from that day on, we called her Socko.
The name stuck for like 10 years.
Oh, it's still sticking. It's about to stick again. Hey, aho, what do you know? If you want to go, just call Socko & Co.
How many sisters get a jingle? Just me.
I know. Just you.
Bit.
Yeah. So anyway, that's...
That was a great story.
Maybe you were onto something.
Does anybody else have any...
I manifested
it. I should have done that.
Oh, that's funny. That's a boob joke. I just got that.
Anyways.
I've got a story.
Okay.
I'm not surprised.
Boy.
Can someone pass me the wine?
Yeah, you're going to need it. Go ahead, Marge. We're listening. All right, Maggie, you can talk and pour at the same time. This is dead air for people at home.
She's pouring the wine.
They're turning to another wine podcast right now, Megan.
Okay. Well, I remember when mom and dad would go on date nights. What do date nights remind you of?
Mac and cheese and bologna rings.
Bologna rings.
And mom's date night perfume.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe Malone.
God, you guys. Let's not. All right. All right.
Okay, you made that weird. We just got a kiss on the cheek and she smelled nice.
And we got lipstick sting on the cheek.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Thanks, mom. And so they would go out on date night. And one time you guys found the camcorder, the video recorder. Do you remember this?
No.
And
Survivor.
Who's you guys?
Yes.
You, Andy, you and Bill.
Guys were assholes. So you all took right out the camcorder and you guys wanted to play a game of Survivor, meaning you would take out the camcorder and have and interview people of who they would vote off the island.
Right.
And
Sounds about right.
I was the first one voted off.
I wonder why. So I wonder why.
But the island was the basement.
And then we stopped playing the game.
And then they stopped playing the game until bedtime.
And we had a great night.
It was so peaceful. But I think you guys want to voted. Was it just me who got voted off?
How much therapy has this cost you? It's cost her some.
I'll send you the bill.
You've actually talked about this in therapy, haven't you?
You know, like it wasn't great for the wasn't great for the self-esteem.
Oh my God, Maggie. First of all, I don't have any recollection of this.
For real?
For real. None. Is it
everyone else did.
I don't remember it.
I don't remember it.
Betsy, I have like a vivid memory.
Betsy
of it.
Was busy
putting on her one woman show.
No. She was busy wrap it up. What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't think we need
quickly.
Whatever. Stuffing her shirt.
She was busy creating traps for you guys in your room.
Booby trapping.
That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah.
Socko traps.
Where she would put you guys would send us to bed early, and she would then be up in your bedroom putting pillows on the door as you guys would walk in.
Uh-huh.
And
that's very clever.
Barbies in your beds.
And what happened, Betsy?
And then?
I was putting pillows on top of the door so it would fall and attack you. Uh-huh. I fell and I stuck my arm through the chair that I was standing on to break my fall, and instead I broke my arm.
Oh yeah, that was funny. Then you were walking around with that blue cast forever.
Yeah, for like 6 months.
I forgot about that. That's how you broke that?
Yeah.
Well, that's karma.
You guys won't let me watch the Jeffersons.
You got in trouble. Don't you remember that? That was a great show.
You're
supposed to be babysitting.
We probably just didn't want you.
Yeah, you sent me up to bed.
Well, that's because we wanted to watch it by ourselves. I know. So, Maggie, we voted Betsy off the island too.
Yeah. I went to the hospital.
Well, I feel better now.
All right, good. Anyone else have any stories they'd like to share?
Oh.
Go ahead. Come on.
Come on, Bird. What about back in your day?
Well, I don't know if it was you or Andy or Bill, but some of you or one of you put us on the... We were much younger, much, much younger than Charlie. Much, much,
okay.
much younger.
That's annoying.
Charlie's and way old.
Charlie's really, really old.
Everybody knows I'm old.
Count the wrinkles.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I do not.
Elevens.
All right. Okay. I don't need to hear about my elevens. Oh, none of you have elevens yet. Okay. Oh, well, who's getting Botox in this deal? Huh?
Not yet.
No, we've talked about it.
Are you?
Are you? Yeah.
Clearly yes. not.
Raise your eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're not. Confirmed.
You're moving.
But anyway,
you guys are so, unbelievable. Anyway. I've been moisturizing.
Oh, good.
Oh,
drinking water.
Nice. All right, just let's keep going.
Anyway, you guys used to put us, the little girls, on top of the fridge and leave us there.
That's
walk away.
True. That I remember. But what happened? What happened, Bridget? Did you More than anyone else knows how to get off a fridge.
If yeah, you, she learned bridges, how to climb down.
She could
down
climb
the doorway.
She climbed down the doorway. See, you would not be as good in life if we didn't put you on top of that
survival
fridge.
Skills.
I don't. I'm not climbing as much these days. I feel like I would have done just fine.
It's the emotional climb.
I made it. Oh,
how
wow.
many times in your life
there's
has
a
someone
Miley Cyrus song?
Yeah, it's not about how high the fridge. It's not about what's waiting on the other side. Mostly dust bunnies. It's
true.
The
it was
climb.
A really dusty fridge.
It's the sit.
That's
yeah.
Well,
that's pretty close.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
Another time was my not that you put us on the fridge, but it was my eighth grade graduation. We were all supposed to write a speech. This was one of our papers for eighth grade, and so I'm writing it the night before, as Barons do. It's usually a procrastinating gig. And I'm trying to make it funny. Thankfully, you were there for some reason.
All right.
And you, mom says, Charlie, help Bridget.
Yeah.
So,
because I'm like, good. I'm like, good writing.
This is supposed to be your deal. So you push me aside and start, you know, writing on my Chromebook that I had from school.
Yeah.
And I read what you have and I was good enough.
Yeah. And what'd you get on that?
Well, I submitted it and was really surprised when I got a 14 out of 20 on that paper. I did not do well, and I think I got the lowest grade.
Well, that's what grade were you in again?
Eighth. That was my eighth grade graduation speech. It was for a contest. I did not give the eighth grade graduation speech.
See, I was teaching you another lesson.
Don't listen to Charlie.
No, don't let somebody do the work that you can do yourself. Don't ever let somebody do the work you can do yourself. Guys,
great lesson.
So
great
full lesson. Of wisdom.
Knowledge.
If you guys would just listen.
That was inspiration.
Mm-hmm. That was really good.
Thank you.
A role model
Did
for
that
all
come
of us.
Off of a Anyways, Hallmark Christmas card?
Oh, okay.
On the role model trend, Betsy, I think you have a story about Charlie coming home from the local bar.
What?
Weren't you doing homework with your glasses on?
Oh, yes. I.
What happened?
And I was in the den.
Yeah.
And you were coming home. I don't think it was from the bar. I think it was from a friend's house.
Oh.
And you being the environmentalist you were, convinced mom that you didn't need a ride from her. For some reason, you were just going to rollerblade.
Oh, yeah.
And so you were coming down the hill. Yeah. And all of a sudden, I hear the wheels coming down Brook Avenue.
Yeah.
And you take the turn into the driveway.
That's a steep
really
turn.
Fast. And go right off the driveway into the ditch, fall down, and then somehow make your way up to the house, still in your rollerblades. Come into the house in your rollerblades. And I'm sitting there typing my paper. You steal my glasses. And blade away with them on your head.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't remember the rest. Did he break them?
I thought he tripped up the stairs and then
oh, yeah,
went to bed.
I think that was the end of his night.
I don't remember that.
Not surprised.
Along with your environmentalist days,
yeah.
I remember you insisting on showering outside.
In the rain,
the longest time.
You're exaggerating this.
Do you guys remember the up north that Charlie refused to shower?
What?
Never forget.
I think that was a summer. I don't think that was just an up north.
Why?
As
because
Dad said,
you said it was bad.
You were
something.
Ripe.
Yeah.
I didn't refuse.
Can we title
to
the
shower.
Podcast "You Were Right"?
Yeah. You were right.
I did not refuse to shower. When was this?
You smelled,
and your hair looked
so
like Jimmy Neutron.
Well, what the hell?
You would reach over someone in the boat, and you would die.
Oh my gosh!
The fish were so dead. Bad.
Just raised his arms.
The when was this?
Got a lot of floaters.
Yeah.
When was this?
More recently than I think anybody would like to
hear. Do you think he was in college? Soon.
Yeah, it's probably right. college.
Oh, that was a long
Too
time
old.
Ago.
All right. This is not true. For
Very true.
Thing. We're playing a new game now.
Oh.
Actually, before we get to the game, speaking of speeches, Bridget, I got to give a speech coming up.
You wanna know how I, you finish your thought.
Do you want advice for what to say?
Yeah, I'm giving the commencement, Madison.
You want to know
That's
how
so
I found out about this?
Yeah, Bridge.
I was sitting at work and I got a text the day it came out. Got a text from my roommate.
brother's giving the commencement speech? Is he? I heard it from her, not from you.
Well, Bridget, I know. First of all,
gotta work on those internal communications at Crimson.
Well, how many sisters do I have?
It's a text. One that's going to Madison.
Oh, though. Yeah. Well, you're not graduating.
Thank you,
that's
Shelby, true. For you're for not, telling me.
You're not graduating.
I don't know if I'd ever find out.
So what should I say to these kids for the commencement? And sorry, Bridget. Sorry.
Really? No.
I got some good advice from you.
Okay. From me?
Yes.
Or for me?
From.
Okay.
At my SOAR freshman year.
Yeah.
Before my freshman year.
Yeah.
I was lost in Madison.
Yeah.
And to be honest, you were not my first call, but mom didn't answer. Betsy didn't answer. I think I might have even tried Andy and Bill.
Okay. All right. All right.
I had a flip phone at the time, so I couldn't get my maps up, and I had no idea how to maneuver around Madison.
Yeah.
And so I ended up calling you.
And I answered because I'm the only one who cares.
Yes. And I do appreciate it. And you gave me directions.
Of course. Because I'm a good brother.
You are a good brother. Wait, for how to get where I needed to go.
Yeah.
Not based on street names, but on the bars that I saw. You could tell me exactly where to go and which direction to turn based on what I saw around me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and
I got there.
And you got there. And you never forgot where those bars were.
I never did.
You visited them, I hear.
I could probably do the same right now.
See, you know, sometimes you don't always get what you want, but if you call enough Barons, you just might find
directions to the plaza.
The silver dollar.
Yeah. I think it started with the red shed, actually.
It always starts with the red shed.
The plaza. That is Andy's hangout.
Oh, yeah. $2 Long Island.
And Billy.
They upped the charge. $3, I think. Thursday nights, though.
Inflation.
You won't remember them.
Mom?
Do you think mom's actually going to listen to this? No. Probably
not. 100%.
I think she might.
I think she will.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Mom.
We love you.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom. We're on our best behaviors.
Always.
So, which one of you got caught by Mom and Dad drinking first?
I think that was you.
What?
I think that was you.
I said, which one of you? When did I get caught?
I never drank until I was 21.
Oh, no. Ooh, I do recall a night that you got caught drinking.
What? When?
Was he?
Did he have to give Mom a kiss?
Oh.
When the police called.
No.
He was just macking.
He was just. Stop it. Stop it.
Backseat bingo.
I was just sleeping in my bed.
Stop it. Stop.
Sleeping in my bed.
No.
And I heard the makeup.
All right, stop it. Let's talk about it.
I heard the phone ring, and Dad was greeting Charlie at the door after he hung up. And Betsy and I were sharing a room at the time.
Did you put your ears to the floor?
Yeah, that was some hot goss.
Pretending to sleep, and all of a sudden I heard, gossip.
This is a good one.
And Dad greeted Charlie at the door, and I was just trying to sleep, but ear pressed up against the door. And he said, so, police called.
Charlie goes, yeah.
Enough of this story. Enough.
Dad goes, they said you were in the back seat of the car with the girl.
I was in the front seat, first of all.
Nothing happened.
They said you were on top of her. What were you doing?
This will get edited out, I'm sure.
Sorry, Colleen.
It's Colleen. Yeah, we're very sorry.
So what were you doing? And Charlie goes, making out.
And Betsy and I were like,
with who?
So I'm sure this will get edited out, but I just wanted to bring
Shut
it out.
Up.
I'm crying.
That is a good one.
So that was the first time I heard making out as a term. Thank you,
gross.
Charlie.
Was this the same night you pushed the car out the driveway?
Yeah.
I know. All right. That was alleged.
That was can you confirm or deny?
All right. So yeah. So I was going to an after the party. After the party, that you know, this is before after the party. There's the after party, kids. And
Charlie, that was just sorry, Colleen.
Sorry, Colleen.
Is she just going to edit all of this out? Probably. This is a 5-minute long podcast.
It's going to be our introduction.
Very censored.
The rest is cut. It's just 20 minutes of us cracking up.
Anyway, I put the car in reverse. I turned the key. I put the car, popped it into reverse, and then just walked it out the driveway. Far enough away from the house where they couldn't hear the engine go off, and then I drove it away.
Honestly, that's
which car?
Smart.
Which car?
It was a Taurus.
You weren't very smart, but that was smart.
That was pretty smart.
It is smart, thanks. But also knowing mom and dad,
yeah,
they probably would not have woken up to
not at
yeah,
all.
Yeah.
Sorry, mom, I'm home. Dad, I'm home. Mom, I'm home.
That's not,
all right. Good night.
You guys have a much different experience than the older kids had grown, or that. Than at least me and Andy had.
Well, you were getting picked up by the police.
Okay. So.
Yeah. Maybe they trusted us. That's crazy.
We were anyway. Good kids.
Anyway. Yeah.
Anyways.
I was not on top
Should
of anybody.
Should we CCAP everyone here?
I was not on top of anybody, okay? We were just...
just playing Monopoly.
I was buckling her in.
All right, that was the first round of the sisters. Now you get to hear from the brothers. Ladies and gents, we've got Andy Behrens, Billy Behrens, John Behrens, and of course, me, Charlie Behrens. You know, I don't know if we're going to have time for all these apologies, you know.
I can make mine real quick.
All right, John, make yours real quick.
Andy, on a certain way back from a fishing trip, I apologize for losing my temper over the humble suggestion that I should fix my car and make the phone call while you were there to hear it, because you wouldn't believe it would be done otherwise.
I think we need to dig apology. Into this one a little bit.
This was World War III. John and Andy.
First of all, many of these apologies are from years and years ago. Years and years ago.
This like, one like apology 20 years is ago. From
this apology is from last year.
No, 2 years ago.
2 years ago. A year and a year ago. Feels like it might be a little fresh for both
John
of you.
John and Andy were driving back from up north. Andy asked John for a ride home. John, can I get a ride home? John is doing Andy a favor. Andy cannot help himself in the front seat. An hour in. John, why is your mirror broken? John, why is your back window broken? And Andy just keeps digging and digging and digging. And eventually, what happens?
This was from a place of concern.
A place first of all, concern.
I think first we provided all the context we need.
Yeah.
First of all, I mean, like, I just didn't want it to get broken further is the issue.
Mm.
And it was like, it was hanging on for dear life. John's, the back of John's car, like the rear view window.
Somebody broke it on the trip. That was the issue.
No, I don't think that was the issue.
Dad tried lifting the gate hinge and it crumbled.
I think it was correct me if I'm wrong, but it was a hasty repair that then came undone at that point. So it was broken prior to the trip.
It was a Ford, you know?
Yeah.
You know what they say? Fix it again, Tony.
Yeah. So I suggested that John should
That's
get
a
it
Fiat.
Fixed. Maybe.
I don't speak Russian. I'm sorry.
Maybe one too many times, but I did suggest it that he should.
So who's apologizing to who?
It
here?
Was a tense car ride. Yeah. What do you? I'm sorry. I feel like I'm apologizing again. Well, I'm here to receive your apology for this.
Andy, I gave you my apology when I threw that screwdriver at you and missed.
Okay.
That was, I'm sorry for missing.
All right, Andy. John is sorry for missing. Very good, John. Where's Charlie? My apology?
Can we do a separate true crime podcast about that car ride?
Yeah, we should, honestly. Right. We really should.
No, there's a lot of material
the
there.
The amount of phone calls that were received at the next day fishing, Dad was in a boat 20 foot away from me and my boy. He goes, what the is wrong with your brothers?
You could hear him clear across the lake.
Yeah. Just airing out the grievances as
This is the John first time I got yelled at by Charlie and Dad in the same phone call.
Charlie, my apology to you. During a certain trip to Baltimore,
yeah,
I agreed to do merchandising for you, and you did. I thought getting to the airport a half hour ahead of time was enough time to check in my bags.
Yeah. Well, John, you know, I didn't realize this was your first time ever getting on a flight in your life.
Second time.
My bad.
John, what about the time that you were supposed to pick him up at the airport where it was?
Oh, yeah. I pay extra money to fly in to get in early so we can do a shoot. And I say, John, I'm at O'Hare. Okay.
You asked me this at 6 a.m.
Whatever. It was the day. It doesn't matter. You said, oh, yeah, I'll get you at O'Hare. And then I get to O'Hare and I'm waiting 20, 30 minutes. I'm on the phone with Max. And Max goes midway through the phone call. Hey, have you talked to John? And I go, no, I got to call him. I don't know where he is. I'll call you back. And then Max hangs up the phone. What happened during that phone call? Well, you know what? Forget it. I'll just say what happened next. I called John and I go, John, where are you? He goes, Charlie, don't be mad. I was like, John, I'm not going to be mad. Did you go to the wrong airport? He's like, yes, I did. I was like, that's fine. There's enough time. Midway is a ways away from O'Hare, but you'll make it. Just put it in your GPS, get to O'Hare. He goes, okay, it's going to be about an hour and a half. I was like, where are you? Mitchell, Milwaukee? Yeah. What the? And I lost every shit I ever
you
had.
Got mad. I told you not to get mad.
Yeah, you did tell me not to get mad.
Seeing this all unfold and watching all the phone calls come in for that was the funniest thing I've ever, like, I was like, you should probably go get Charlie, right? And you're like, yeah, I reminded you. Because I was like, wait, like, where are you picking Charlie up? You left. Dante's like, oh, he's for sure at O'Hare. Like, we all were like, oh shit.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
No, we said you should be going, and then you said he's at Mitchell. Do you but apology accepted?
We're playing rock, paper, scissors right now. What's going on?
This is a consolatory fist bump.
All right, John, I accept your apology. John, I apologize for blowing up on you after that and making you
pay half the... No, pay for the Uber, right?
Pay for the Uber. Yeah. I told John that he had to pay for my Uber, and then he started freaking out. He was like, the hell I do. He was getting so pissed. I was like, fine, you start driving to me, and then when you get to where I am, I'll have the Uber pull over, but you're paying for everything that the Uber tracks. I thought that was fair. All right. Billy, your apologies. Thank you, John. I appreciate the apology.
Well, I haven't done a lot of bad stuff. So I don't have too many apologies. Andy, I think we've been cool. I don't think I owe you any apologies. I only had an hour to think of something.
Yeah,
I think we're good.
20 minutes.
Can you think of anything?
You need to apologize to me.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
I've got multiple nail marks on my body from you scratching.
Oh, no, that's right. The wrist match. Oh, yeah. 2000.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
2001? This was close to... Yeah, it was 2001. It's 2001.
In front of the Lauer girls.
Yeah.
You scratched.
Just Bill.
It wasn't
Bill,
like.
Bill got mad.
You know. But I definitely went for it.
Bill just turned into a tornado of teeth and nails.
You no, beat up.
Okay. There were no teeth involved.
You beat up Andy in front of the Lauer girls?
I wouldn't say it was beating up. It was not.
Not your best moment?
Not my best moment.
Not a good fighter.
Here's the thing. I went for the Australia strategy, where you take Australia, you build up all your troops in New Zealand, and then you go from there.
Yeah.
Weak strategy.
It's never worked out.
Africa is better.
I thought, hey, one last time, I'll try for it.
I think we made the Lauer girls play Risk. We're on like turn 67 of this game.
That's what we really ought to be apologizing for.
Bill's committed to the Australia strategy.
It didn't work. It didn't work in real history. It's not working out on Risk. And I built it up. Andy managed to take Asia, which, you know, in retrospect was kind of impressive.
I think the incident that caused the fight was dice were dropped on the board and scrambled up the little men. And we were trying to decide which one went where.
And you tried to allocate my troops. to Western Australia. They clearly belonged in New Zealand.
Cheating was
nobody
alleged
puts
by
that
one
many
party.
Troops in Western Australia. And things got unpleasantly and violent, not in a dignified way. And that's how I'll phrase it. And for that, I'm sorry.
It was not befitting of the game.
You cheated.
Played by gentlemen in front of a map of the world.
I haven't seen this much beef with Australia and New Zealand since Gallipoli.
I almost got that reference down.
Gallipoli was the first movie that mom and dad watched on their first date.
Was I it? Did not know that part of their history.
Yeah, that's what they told that. Me. I saw it in class during a World War class, and I brought it back the next day, and my mom was like, oh, I saw this on the first date with your dad. And I'm like, how did you guys get this far?
That's a heck of a first date, Dad. Wow. We're going to go to a war movie.
It's a very dad move.
Anyways, there's still scratches on my back.
Nah, you're
from
fine.
You and on my forehead.
No.
Yeah.
Old Billy Longnails.
Bill, yeah.
Well, apology accepted.
Bill was like Hellcat Maggie from Gangs of New York.
Yeah.
That was how we fought with people. Bill memorably said outright, my strategy is not to win the fight, is to make it not worth it for you to fight me.
It's an effective strategy when you have two older brothers.
It's very valid.
Yeah, true. It is.
John knows where I'm coming from.
Yeah. Not my friends, it's the minority.
Yeah. Throw the elbows.
No one wants to go try and kill the rabid raccoon. No, not worth it.
No.
Okay. Let's get to some stuff here. All right. John, what was it like?
No, you didn't apologize.
What?
You did not apologize.
Oh, that's what I was going
to
say.
He gave an apology to me.
I thought it was nice that you got apologized 2-3 times.
That's all I wanted.
Yeah, that's great.
Do you like how that works?
I like that. We're recording your therapy.
I got some apologies. Okay. Let's see here. Andy, do you remember the time that we were driving to school and we were going from one parking lot to another parking lot and there was a 3-foot dip between the parking lots?
Yeah.
And
I reenacted Blues Brothers.
Yeah. And you literally drove over that.
Yeah.
I told you that you were the dumbest person I've ever met in my life. And a bunch of other things that I still to this day can't repeat on this podcast.
Uh-huh.
And despite all those things being true, I do apologize.
Oh, thanks, Charlie.
Yeah.
Best part about that story was Jay Riley, who was outside of the car. We were picking him up from his work, and he was just standing there looking at us. You could see his eyes get bigger and bigger and bigger.
He realized.
Until Andy just cleared the cliff. And then
Jay is just shaking his head for an entire block. The car still worked miraculously after that. A three-foot jump. You jumped the car 3 foot.
What we thought was miraculous at that time. Probably some damage.
Yeah.
The car's never lasted that long.
No.
Yeah.
Jay also was there for our other car crash where we totaled the Maxima. Andy totaled the Maxima.
Yep.
And yeah, he's the one who assessed the front end damage, and it was one of those.
Just by whistling and kicking at it.
Jay got out of the car, he's like,
for a 15-year-old high schooler, he really carried it like a 73-year-old mechanic. Yep.
Jay was channeling his father, Pete Riley, basically exactly what he would have said had you screwed the pooch like that. Andy and cars and directions, none of those ever went well, as we've already solidified on this podcast. So, yeah. Okay, let's see here. Bill, I do have some apologies for you. I apologize for giving you the name Bildo. Just because it rhymed with another word. It's not appropriate. And
yeah,
I'm
no.
sorry that I taught your son how to say it too.
I really appreciate you apologizing for that in front of a national audience.
Yeah.
And
regional. You know, mostly regional.
I bet there's
national.
One guy in Alaska.
Oh, okay. You gonna apologize to me for that too?
No,
we have at least 3 people in Alaska.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bi-coastal.
Bi-coastal. Yeah, and also sorry for breaking your leg.
Don't remember how you were involved in that. Feels like you're riding Andy's coattails.
And sorry for making
stolen
you,
valor.
Stolen valor. And also sorry for making you stand guard in the club with Jerry while the club presidents, Tom and me and Andy, held court.
That's more like it.
The leadership strategy of the club was pretty bad.
We had a club at our Nana's house. Basically, all the kids would go in the basement. We started a club, and Billy and Jerry had to guard the trophies.
It was
were my uncle's participation soccer trophies.
It was Uncle Denny's soccer trophies. It was five boy cousins. We had three presidents and two guards.
Yeah.
And that's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
I remember
it was pretty secure.
I remember Bill being on the losing end of a lot of votes between me and Charlie and Bill.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Everybody in favor of not letting Bill sit in the front seat ever. Say
no, we didn't. We did it worse. He said, who votes that Andy's in the front seat? Who votes that Charlie's in the front seat? Who votes that Bill's in the front seat?
I think it would have been backseat, though, wasn't
backseat.
It?
Backseat. It would have been something like backseat. Backseat.
Bill's
been on
that.
The losing end of more 2-1 votes than most people in history.
Sorry, Bill.
Still believe in democracy, despite all that.
Who votes Andy should get me a beer? Who votes John should get me a beer? Who votes Billy should get me a beer?
This is great.
Yeah.
John voted twice.
This is a minority vote.
Irregularities.
All right. So apologies on that. And John, I'm sorry for when you were a kid teaching you how to headbutt. I think it gave you brain damage.
It sure did.
There it is, folks. Me and my brothers. Anyways, before we get to my sisters, I just want to say shout out to Everlight Solar. Everlight Solar is an amazing company. They put the solar panels on this duplex, and in the roof of the duplex, in the attic of the duplex, is where we do the Cripes Cast. So, Everlight's, excuse me, jeez, Louise.
Wow. Everlight Solar, a proud sponsor and powering of the Cripes Cast.
Heck yeah, it is. And if you want to check out Everlight Solar for yourself, you can get a free consultation. If you're like, I want to just
be a hippie like Charlie.
Yeah, be a hippie like Charlie, or, you know, just be off the grid, you know, or just not pay as much money or any money for your energy. Check it out, everlightsolar.com. They will give you all the things you need to know. Check them out. And folks, Fleet Farm is your go-to place for all things ice fishing before you hit the ice. They've got the best brands like Clam, Vexlar, Rapala, or Rapala, however you want to say it. You know, that's a big argument. Do I call it a Rapala or a Rapala? You know, that'll start a fight in a bar. And they got everything under the sun you could never need on an ice fishing trip.
Ever need?
And they've got everything under the sun you could ever need on a nice fishing trip. I can read.
Good.
They got shelters, shacks, augers, tip-ups, rods, reels, lures, you name it, they got it. And they'll set you up for a successful fishing trip. Colleen, you ever been ice fishing?
I have.
Were you with me?
No. Oh. That was my dad. We went on the lake. I sent you a picture of it. Thanks for remembering. Ooh. I got a fish. But yeah, I've gone before. And my parents live right down the road from a Fleet Farm in Minnesota.
Did you go there before?
We did. And we got the little, he definitely wants the powered one. Yeah.
Oh, he wants a powered auger?
Yeah, he does. So
you going to get him one this year?
No, because I got him merch at manitowocminute.com.
Yeah, why get him something that costs money when you can get him some free from the
basement?
I bought
his this year.
Did you?
Yes.
Why?
You gave me crap last time.
Colleen, I'm kidding.
It's
with
for the
you.
Bit. But no, I wanted to pay for it because I paid for everybody else and it felt really like bad paying for everybody else like a specific dollar amount in my head and then paying for him like super cheap.
Well, now he's going to hear this. He's going to be like, wait, you paid for this? I would have wanted something else if you were paying money.
I got him something. He's at this point, he already knows what he got. I got him a Team Pop shirt because he wants to be called Pops by his grandkid.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So that's why I got him that. And then I got him a puzzle thing. That's like really expensive. So I don't know if he'll keep it. I think he will. But yeah, so but if you want to get something for the new year, go to manitowocminute.com.
Yeah, go to manitowocminute.com. We got a
bunch of tour dates coming
up. We do. Happy New Year. And go see Charlie. It's apparently very good. I've heard rave reviews.
Thanks, Colin. Give me one New Year's resolution for you.
Serious or goofy?
Anything.
I want to, last year I read 24 books. I want to bump it up to 36.
Good God.
Yeah. Where it's just like potentially 3 books a month, every other month.
Maybe I'm going to try and read one book.
I have great recommendations for you.
Okay. Maybe that should be my thing. I haven't read one full book in a minute.
It's hard. Audiobooks count. I'll give you that.
No, they don't.
I'll give you, what kind of genre do you like?
I don't even know. I don't know. What I'm most, I read all the time, but I'm reading articles.
Yeah.
I'm reading scientific articles.
That's so nice for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll think of some good titles for you. My dad's a really big reader, so maybe I'll.
Yeah.
But I mean, if not, you can always read the Midwest Survival Guide at manitowocommittee.com.
Hey.
I'm literally just trying to bring it back to the ad.
All right. Folks, that's it for the ad reads. Let's get back to the podcast. My conversation with Addie Behrens, Emily Behrens, Nora Behrens, Ellie Behrens. Did I say all of them?
Yeah.
I did?
Yep.
All right. And of course, I'll be there too. Here you go. We have 8 sisters in the Behrens family. We had the 4 on earlier, and now we have the next 4 on. So just to recap, everybody.
Why did you go with the first 4 as the first 4?
That's a Colleen question, actually. I didn't know.
Because those 4 were the first ones to respond to Colleen.
All right, let's take it from the top here. All right, so a few questions. This is a mom or dad thing. So these are the little things you got. This is the game that we're playing. Mom or dad, who is most likely to get mad when you get home after curfew? Mom or dad, let's see it.
Wait, where
neither
was this?
This is very flippy floppy. Yeah, you point right to the camera. Dad, mom.
They're asleep.
Charlie,
they're asleep. Nora's not even answering.
Charlie, we're in 2 different eras.
Yeah. No,
what?
They're tuckled into bed by the time we get home.
You're like 1,000 years older than me. And
okay. Whoa.
Sorry.
Chill, miss. You know what? I remember when I was 19 years old, like it was yesterday. So you know what that means? When you think it's tomorrow, you're going to be 35. Okay. So just
That's
keep that in mind.
Double your age. Huh?
One time I was at my friend's house and she lives like up the street from me. And we were hanging out for like, I mean, we had friends over at her house and it was maybe like, it was like 12. And I texted mom and dad because we have a little group chat. And I said, hey, guys, can you just leave the door open? I'm going to be home like around 2-ish because I was biking home. And so I bike home and I'm hoping, you know, someone left the door open. All the doors are locked. So I took a 30-minute nap on the day bed outside because it was summer. And I was waiting for Bridget to answer. And I call mom. I call dad. Nobody's answering. So I'm just laying there.
They locked you out.
And then I call mom again. And then she comes down and she's like, what are you doing? And then she was the one that was mad. Dad didn't even talk about it because he was up too.
Well, what were you doing up until 2 in the morning?
I was hanging out.
Where?
At my friend's house.
Nothing good happens after 12.
Look at me in the eyes.
Sophia.
No, that's a lie. Your eyes started twice. Whose house were you at?
I was at Sophia's.
Sophia.
Because it was bikeable.
You were at Sophia's, which is bikeable. But whoa. You went right to the defense of it was bikeable. It was bikeable.
Well,
who else is bikeable?
What?
Who else is bikeable?
Well, it's a very small town, so everyone's bikeable.
Who were you there with?
Who are you really there? What's the real story? We all know you're lying.
You can call Sophia right now.
I mean, that Sophia will lie is for you.
Uh-uh.
She's a real one.
I have
she'll
a memory from this on my Snapchat, so this is a true... It was Sophia.
Okay, well, for the record, I don't believe you. Anyway, dad is the answer on that one. And what do you mean there were different generations? Just in the fact that they go to bed early?
Yes.
The fact that
catatonic when I get home.
Yeah.
Well, it used to be in my day that if I wanted something, I'd go to mom and she would say, talk to your dad.
Yeah.
And then he ultimately decided.
Huh.
At some point, those two flip-flopped.
Well, back to the
you
coming.
You do understand that.
Because dad will just say, I don't care. Do whatever you want. You're going to do it anyway. Like that's it. He took up that approach.
That's
probably
some
about
resentment.
5 years ago.
That's resentment for years of you guys asking dad and then doing it anyway.
Well, you set that up.
Oh, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, I think you guys, I mean, you guys were like the two very, well, I feel like the older half of the family. I don't know. I feel like.
This is all hearsay.
What do you think about hearsay? What do you think about the older half of the
because
family?
Because the stories that you guys tell me.
Hearsay.
Hearsay.
Heresy.
Like what?
Who do we think was the.
I think.
Which child within our family, like, abused the rules to the point that.
They stopped caring. Not stopped caring, but.
I would say it was Charlie.
I think Charlie bent the old rule book.
Really?
Yes.
That's what you think, huh? You think I'm a rule bender? What rules did I bend?
Brender?
Okay, guys.
We can just refer you to your viewers to the
previous video.
Sisters One podcast.
Yes. Please see the previous episode.
Okay. Aside for that incident, which may or may not have occurred, what rules did I ever break?
All I know is that Mom and Dad seem to have like chilled out on the it's more like based on trust with me now. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I feel like they trust me enough and I communicate with them. And I think there was lack of communication.
Oh, you think that's the reason? You think it was a lack of communication?
Well, I'm just
saying.
You
just had to communicate, Charlie.
Make a group chat with them and tell them anything and they'll trust you.
Ellie did invite them out to dinner.
And we had a great time. We went to Benelux. It was great. We chatted.
You just wanted a free dinner, so you asked Mom and Dad to go to dinner?
No, they were begging me to come home to Sunday dinner. And I had homework the night before, and I said, no, but come on over. Come on in my nook of the...
nook of the woods.
Neck of the woods.
Neck.
Neck of the woods. And then we had dinner, and it was great. And they loved it, and I loved it.
Ellie likes to pretend that she's an only child sometimes.
She is kind of an only child sometimes. All right. Who's the most likely to help you on your homework, Mom or Dad?
Oh, it depends.
It depends on which one.
What's the subject?
Oh, Dad for math, Mom for English.
Mom will mark up the margins of your paper.
If you want Dad to say, all right, what is this plus this equal? All right. Now divide by 50. What's the answer? God damn it. That's not the answer. What is... Okay. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is why you need to do your homework. That's how Dad kind of does it.
Yeah,
speaking of homework.
He would just kind of be like, what is 15% of 382? And then he'd be like, it's easy. This is how you do it. And then you have to follow along and pretend. And then
he still does that. Yeah. He did it to me the other day.
Yeah.
When we were gambling for the sports or something, for the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. What math did you... It was a $2 buy-in.
Actually, it wasn't that. It was something else. It was...
so you lied.
Oh, no. It was when I was scuba diving.
And you tried to explain what the bends was to an anesthesiologist sitting at the table.
Right. Yeah. I was... Someone described it as Jesse Pinkman trying to describe how to make meth to Walter White.
That was funny.
Yeah. Dad, when you're bad at math, Dad doesn't take too good to that. Yeah. You know?
Stoichiometry was a beast with Dad.
That word just
Emily
gave me
also did
shivers.
Not do her homework from the ages of -2 till now.
From like the third grade to probably 10th grade, 12th grade, I didn't do homework very regularly.
At all.
Which drove a little bit of a wedge between me and Dad. We spent a lot of time gathering assignments and doing them at 11 p.m.
Wow.
11 p.m., the kitchen table.
To be fair, I still graduated college and everything, and I have a job. We're all good. Honestly,
were you not a good student?
I was a terrible student.
Emily was like...
Like
the worst.
Certifiably terrible. Girls.
Most likely to give love life advice, Mom or Dad.
Love life advice?
I don't know. I don't think.
Life advice?
Love life advice. Most likely to give you love life advice.
Oh, a mixed bag. A mixed bag.
Well, I don't know. Honestly, it's different times. I'm not a good example on this one. I'm not the best example.
I'm doing long distance with my boyfriend, and my dad was like, well, how often do you guys talk? And I was like, oh, every day. Like, we talk, like, pretty constantly. Like, and he goes, that's when I knew I was going to marry your mom. And I was like, okay, good to know. Lisa,
Yeah, and that's the only thing. They also call him my special friend. So that's those are the two levels. Conrad was my friend until he's very still recently.
Real, they don't call him your boyfriend?
Dickie.
Not yet.
Tall Potter?
Tall Potter.
Is he really your boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Charlie also calls him just a friend.
No, I just know him as a tall Harry Potter. I don't know what you kids are doing, if you're like official or whatnot. I don't know.
Charlie, what's his name?
What's that?
What's his name?
Tall Potter is his name. Oh, my God. I know his name.
Charlie.
He's been in the family for like a year.
Charlie.
I knew you were going to ask.
Nobody answered this one for him. I want to see one.
All right.
His vein is popping out. That means he's in really
big. Oh, my God.
I know. Nora and...
like, throw out any name. See what sticks. We've been dating for over a year.
I got no fucking idea. I just called him Tall Potter.
All right.
It's not, is it Harry? Hang on, I'll get it. Is it like Jeff or Dan or something?
It's one syllable.
One syllable? Sounds like one of our brother's names.
No, that's confusing.
It kind of rhymes with Ron.
Don.
It's
John.
It's Irish.
John. It's like,
Ron.
Oh, it's Irish. No, what? It's Irish. It. It's. Yeah. I got no idea.
Charlie, you basically said it.
What?
Sean.
Sean. Would have never guessed. Honestly. Would have never guessed.
All right.
I don't think you've ever introduced us.
I did.
She's been over
the
many
very,
times.
Very, very first time.
I do know Sean's name. Now that you say that, I do. All right. Most likely to skip Sunday Mass. Dad. Okay. Most likely to tear up the dance floor. Dad. Who's a better singer?
Mom has a really good voice.
What is so funny?
Mom does these cute little lullabies because everyone was like, oh, they don't have good voices. I was listening to the other podcast. They were so mean about it. Mom has a really good lullaby voice and Dad has a cute little like kind of jingle along, kind of like a just kind of hum along kind of good voice.
I do.
So it depends.
They have different songs that they favor. So like Mom will sing
I love you.
Yeah, I think Mom.
Yeah.
It's right. It can't just be any song.
I got ham. I got turkey. I got caviar.
No, but Dad babbles in the Billy Joel era, like that. Kind
babbles,
of.
Dabbles.
You know,
I'm thinking more like a.
All right, so it's a toss up. Who are you more scared to tell bad news to?
Depends what it is.
Oh, like, nowadays.
Nowadays, probably mom.
That's true.
Historically speaking, dad for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. On those days that I didn't do my homework and my teachers talked to my parents, I'd be walking down the road on the way home from school. We walked to school. And I would see if my dad's car was in the driveway or not.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when I knew if I had to, you know, mentally prepare for whatever conversation I was going into.
Or when dad would go to conference night.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you never want dad to go to conference.
The most we could hope for was that he'd be on a call on conference night.
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to try and get them to sign stuff that was not really good. And you did that by stacking it in the middle. You put the bad grades in the middle, obviously. Sometimes if it was really bad grade, you put a smiley face sticker over it. And then they didn't realize that was a bad grade because you put a smiley face sticker over the D and they would sign it.
Right. All the red ink
so
wasn't an
indicator.
So did
you come clean about that one?
I don't know how they figured out. I think I did come clean at one point, you know, but then they also found at one point in the basement, they found a piece of paper where I was practicing mom and dad's signatures.
Yeah.
And that was a dead giveaway that I
Isn't that all page 37 and
all of our notebooks.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Didn't we all do that?
Well, it's a very easy signature.
I would tell mom I was going Mom's on a field trip, and she was like, how'd you get permission for that? And I said, I signed it for you. And she was like, Nora.
Nora, oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, but then that
you
was as
learned forgery
got-
that young?
I did too. I got yelled at for forging signatures, and I had to go to Google and look up what does forgery mean.
I was very young. Yeah.
I knew Sean. I knew the name.
I know. I know.
I couldn't worry. Think of it. I you couldn't think it. Of it. I was under pressure.
Okay, wow. So like, the last way you ended this the last podcast is you gave advice to each person with all of them in different stages of life.
Oh yeah. All right. Soon to be mother. What do I know about that? You know, time flies, you know, and well, you know that you're 30 already. So, you know, Addie, I don't know. Just enjoy every moment with the little bundle of joy.
That's the same advice you gave to Betsy.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, then it fits. Why would I want to give Betsy more advice than I gave you? I feel like that's pretty even, you know? Okay. I'll say this. I'll say this. all right. They're going to lie to you a lot and tell you a bunch of BS. And then at some point in their life, you got to catch them, and then they're still going to lie to you. Just let them get away with it.
Well, this took a very different spin than Betsy's now.
What was Betsy's?
Like, enjoy every moment. Yeah, it's not going to last forever. So fast.
I've said that and you rejected it.
And mine is like, the little bitch is going to lie to you.
You pulled out bad advice. I was giving you good advice. Enjoy the moment, because I'm thinking about like what I said with Ellie when I was 19. I feel like it was just yesterday. Now I'm like, whatever, 35. So that's a
you're
long
35.
Yeah, and you're 30s. Okay.
Whoa, but you're 35.
You're halfway to 70.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Holy cow.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
No, but you guys, what I'm
you
telling
could be
you,
my dad.
Do you get grays? How's your periodontitis?
Do you tweeze out your grays?
No, I don't tweeze out my grays. I don't have grays. I'm just that relaxed.
No, you definitely have some.
Where?
Do you know who doesn't have grays?
I could probably look with
a flashlight. Dad does not have grays.
Dad has grays.
Dad now has like what? Like two strips of gray. Have you seen my dad?
Yeah. He does have a lot of black hair still.
Yeah.
So that's good. Anyway, Addie, live in the moment. Enjoy it. Yeah, here today, gone tomorrow. Nora, always remember the names of people you meet, okay? Because, no, Nora, okay, so you're going into dentist school. I think really just follow...
She's in dentist school.
You're in dentist school, but really follow your passion, I think. You know, like, if you actually want to do something, but someone's like, oh, it's not going to make as much money or this or that, I would just do it, you know? And if... I don't know what you want to go
well,
into.
She's going to make a lot of money. She's going to be a dentist. So that's a bad example.
Do all dentists make a lot of money?
It depends.
Well, I don't know.
Nora, what's your anticipated salary?
I have no idea. Right now, it's $100,000
I'm just kidding.
In debt.
Okay. In debt.
Yeah, so that's fun. Anyway. Charlie, what's your advice about debt?
Debt?
Yeah.
What's your advice for long distance? Relationship.
Oh yeah, well, you're in a long distance relationship.
Yes.
You should get to oh god,
with who
long
again?
Distance relationship. You really want my advice?
I don't think so.
No. Hey, do you like him? Do you? Is he nice to you?
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy, Sean. Yeah. He's a good guy.
Good job. Good name recall.
Yeah. Tall Potter.
Tall Potter.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
What do you like the most about him?
His glasses, obviously.
No, what do you actually like the most about him?
He's funny.
You like that he's funny?
He's got a good personality, yeah.
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 He's humorous?
What? One more time.
He's a funny guy. He's a humorous dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I think that's good because, you know, if you spend a lot of time with someone, you get into a relationship, you get married, you know, Addie will tell you a lot of that time sucks. So, you know, you want to laugh about it sometimes, you know. Not more of it sucks than doesn't suck. Well, laughing is good. Why am I giving you guys advice? All right, Ellie, what do you want advice about? Why don't you ask what you want advice about?
No, I want to hear what you have to tell me.
No.
What do you think I would need right now?
You?
In advice. Yeah. In the advice realm.
Why don't you pull up your LinkedIn and read off what it says on your
website. It says, hi, I'm a marketing student at
Marquette University, and I hope to start a business on sustainable agriculture. Okay, so that was actually for an assignment, guys, and Charlie screenshotted that and sent that to me, and he was like, oh, like, you're actually thinking about doing this? And I was like, you mean, sure, why not? But then I looked into the environmental studies, like the minor, and I realized how many science and math courses I would have to take, and then I steered quickly away from that one.
Really?
But I would like to do something in sustainable, in with sustainability, but... right now I'm a business major, so.
Oh, got it. All right. Here's my advice.
In it for the money.
No, for the money to start, and then I'm going to do something really cool with it. Actually.
Good game plan.
I figured out my dream job.
As long as you don't start showering outside when it rains.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
I showered outside one time when it rained. Well, that's not true. A couple times. What is your real question?
What do you mean my real question?
You just said you had a real question.
I said I have a dream job.
Okay, what's your dream job?
I want to be like a wildlife photographer.
Wow.
I think that'd be so cool. But I think I'm going to pick it up as a hobby and then really take off with it at some point in my life.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's great. That's I've been thinking about doing that too, because there's a lot of cool ducks. You actually texted me about the ducks, the red-breasted mergansers, the ducks with the mohawks, right?
Yeah, I called you and then you called me like 12 hours later.
Yeah, well, that's how that goes. But I think
in
just
the gym with his trainer.
Get with Avery.
Avery?
Avery.
Who is this?
That's the guy he's my boxing guy.
Oh.
Same guy who talked to you about your...
My hips.
Tight hips.
Got tight hips. Got to stretch.
Okay, continue. My advice, please.
Yeah, so if you want to do the photography thing, just start doing it. Just start taking pictures on your phone. And, you know, the more you get it, you get a couple good ones. And then invest a little bit. Get an actual camera with a nice lens, you know. But just do it. Yeah, you can spend as much time doing something you don't want to do as something you do want to do. So you might as well do what you want to do, you know. That'd be my advice. Emily, do you have anything you want advice on that you can ask your older brother for? You never ask me for advice in real life, so might as well.
No. I'm perfect in every way.
Oh, you are? Okay, really? Yes. You got nothing? Oh, you're getting engaged. You're engaged. You're get married.
Yep.
Oh, who is planning the wedding?
Me and my fiance.
The both of you together?
Yes.
50-50?
Yes.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Otherwise, if one person doesn't, the other person doesn't. Could lead to resentment, you know?
You weirdly gave me that same advice during my wedding planning.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did I really?
Yeah.
God, I gotta like, I'm just like, and
actually,
I gave Betsy
gave Brad it.
Did I?
Yeah.
I read a self-help book one time that said that.
That said
just,
specifically about
it was
your
Dear
wedding.
Abby.
Yeah. Guys, this has been so much fun.
Are we done?
It really has.
Wow, that
time
was quick.
Flies.
Time flies. Well, how long have we been going in this podcast?
I just have one question before we wrap things up.
Yeah. If you have any questions, go ahead.
About 10 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
We were up north as a family, as we do. And somebody took a picture of you.
Oh, my God.
And fat boosted it. Hacked into your phone and made it your Facebook profile picture, and you flipped out.
Yeah, I did flip out.
In a way nobody's ever seen it.
And then not only did you flip out, then Dad flipped out.
Yeah, Dad was mad. I'll be honest with you.
And your reasoning was because you were currently applying for jobs.
Yeah, well, I was.
And so I want to know why you couldn't have
a fat
booth picture of yourself.
You know what? Yeah. First of all, I overreacted. I will say that I overreacted. But also this was when Fat Booth just came out. Okay. And I had literally just applied for a job, and a thing that they would do back then is they would look at your profile, you know, and I also looked, it was less about maybe the fat in the thing, which I made it, about, but the eyes did not look exactly, sobering, you know, and I was applying for a job.
But you publish a lot of content where your eyes don't look exactly sober.
You look high as a kite in half of those pictures because you have those blue eyes.
Yeah, okay, and that's a problem. That's a thing I have in my comment section is I just did a video at Fleet Farm, and the top comments were of how stoned I looked.
Yeah.
Some eye drops will do that for you.
Yeah, why don't you say guys?
What am I supposed to say? No, I'm not high? Whoever believes a guy who says, no, I'm not
no,
high.
No, you go to Walgreens, your local Walgreens, and you get some eye drops.
Or can you see color correctors? Just put some color corrector right in your eyes.
Yeah.
Well, that'll no, make you look less first high. Of all, it's hereditary. It runs in the family.
Really?
I remember when
I've never seen dads.
When I
Grandpa
was,
Bob did have those eyes.
Yeah, Grandpa yeah, Bob's he, got bloodshot eyes. And
Murphy had
them.
Bloodshot. Yeah.
And no, when I was in high school, my teacher, she said, Charlie, you're looking very patriotic. And I says, why? And she says, because your eyes are red, white, and blue. That's all the time we have for now, folks. Make sure you listen to the Cripes Cast. Follow us at Cripes Cast everywhere. Leave a comment if you want. Patreon.com/CharlieBarons. Colleen, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for being a great EP on this podcast.
Thanks for being a great boss person and Wisconsinite.
Ah, thank you.
I was, yeah.
That's really nice of you.
I was being serious.
I appreciate that.
Cheers.
And cheers to Hannah Milos for editing this as well. And cheers to all of you. Enjoy your new year. Do it responsibly, all right? We'll see you guys next year. We'll see you in the 2024. Bye-bye now.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down. Just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin. The Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle, and you think you're done. No, you gotta keep her moving.